The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
Let me welcome the man who will lead us out of darkness of this present moment.
Looks like a tornado. They don't call them that anymore.
The American people are starting to wake up. You saw Trump America out in full force at college stadiums. People like Fauci and the people on the left want to demonize those people.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
I wonder what people who voted for Joe Biden think when they see the commander-in-chief claim that we don't call tornadoes tornadoes anymore. Laura Trump was on Sean Hannity's show last night, and she said out loud what millions of us are actually thinking. She said out loud, she expressed out loud the view that many Americans are too polite to say out loud. Is it a stretch? Is it a leap? Is it unkind to call President Biden an embarrassment?
Let's show that if you, let's see, leave Americans stranded in Afghanistan behind enemy lines, like you like to say, sign the death warrant for our Afghan allies, you legitimize a terrorist organization, give them control of an entire country, then give them $83 billion of our military equipment, and then, 13 service members get killed because of your decisions. Gosh, I don't know a better reason to impeach somebody. So let's take this guy out. He can't run the country. He's an embarrassment. He makes us look ridiculous on the world stage, and he doesn't even know what tornadoes are. I don't even know what to say.
I mean, I don't know what he thinks tornadoes are. What do you think he was looking for? Is there another word? Is tornado offensive now? Has it joined the list of canceled terms that you can't say anymore? A little bit like, I don't know, what we used to be able to say hobos. You can't say hobos. Now you got to say, you know, you can't say illegals. They're undocumented. For little people, the phrase used to be midgets. You can't say midget anymore. So why is tornado offensive? What's the replace? Here he is. This is the actual this is the 46th president of the United States.
You know, the members of Congress know from their colleagues in Congress that, the looks like a tornado, they don't call them that anymore, that hit the crops and wetlands in the middle of the country, in Iowa and Nevada. And I mean, it's just across the board. And, as I said, we're in this together.
Yeah, we're in this together, all right. Boy, oh boy, yeah, those wetlands in Nevada were hit by what they don't call tornadoes anymore. The crops in the wetland. Man's babbling like an idiot. He's sitting there at a microphone just incoherently babbling. Man's got the nuclear codes. This is the guy the people pulled the lever for. And Laura Trump is right. I am so worried about his announcement tomorrow over the six-pronged effort to curb COVID. I'm so sick of being lied to. I'm so sick of the propaganda. I saw an article last night. It just broke my heart reading about this 15-year-old boy in Louisville, Kentucky. And all I saw in the New York Post New York Post, the entire article, nypost.com. Dad makes emotional plea after teen son dies from COVID. 15-year-old Kentucky boy died of COVID. His grieving father is urging others to take the virus seriously. The boy, Justin Klein, loved music, whistling, his iPad, playing drums, and swimming. That's all the article says. But the New York Post article links to a small town paper, the Lexington Herald Leader article. Then you click on that link and you read about this poor kid and the grieving father. And buried in that article comes this reveal. Jason had autism and was nonverbal, his father told the Herald Leader. He had extensive medical issues, a weak immune system, and had 25 or more surgeries in his lifetime. Now, that poor kid, I'm not trying to minimize or marginalize a 15-year-old kid's death, but do you know how many millions of people probably read the article that went viral about the 15-year-old boy that appeared, according to the New York Post, to just be a healthy 15-year-old teenage boy who loved his iPad and loved to whistle? And you got to dig. You got to cut through the propaganda crap to realize this poor young boy was severely compromised. He was vulnerable. He had tons of medical issues, including a weak immune system. If you've got a weak immune system, you're vulnerable. We know that. But hey, New York Post, how about telling us? How about providing some context? These guys are frauds. The media has an agenda. They're lying to us. They're giving us propaganda. And you wonder why people don't want to get the vaccine? This is why people don't want to get the vaccine. Because they know they're being lied to. And they don't trust anybody. They sure as heck don't trust gain-of-function Fauci. They don't trust Francis Collins and the NIH. They don't trust the CDC. They sure don't trust Biden. Who are you supposed to trust? I would submit you trust your doctor. I would urge you to talk to your doctor and make a decision that's right for you, and do not let anybody else force you into doing something you don't want to do. I mean, here's Fauci after it's been revealed that he evidently was involved in gain-of-function research in Wuhan. The Intercept getting their hands on documents confirming it, apparently. And he's bellyaching about people going to football games. Yeah, well, you might want to change the subject, Dr. Fauci. You better be bellyaching about that. But Jason Whitlock last night, here's a commentator, smart guy. I like what he has to say. And he had a great response. He had the same kind of reaction I had to seeing thousands and thousands of Americans living their lives, living with the virus, but not staying home and going to a college football game. Here's what Jason Whitlock said on Laura Ingraham's show last night on Fox News.
The American people are starting to wise up that they're smarter and wiser than corporate media. They're smarter than politicians that play politics with every crisis and every issue. And we're getting back to normal, and people are getting comfortable with the fact there's no denial of the impact of COVID. But there is a growing reality. We're going to have to live and deal with COVID, not live in fear of COVID. So I was very happy to see this. We got to remember these college football stadiums are outside our urban core in cities, major cities that are more Democratic controlled. And so basically, Lauren, and I hate to politicize it, but it's just true. You saw Trump America out in full force at college stadiums. People like Fauci and the people on the left know that college football is a representation of Trump America, and they want to demonize those people.
You bet they do, but you know what? There's more of us than there are of them. Never forget that. There's more of us than there are of them. I think I've mangled that grammatically, right? There is more of us. There are more of us. There are more of us than there are of them. There you go. But it's true. He's right about corporate media. Stop lying to us. Hey, New York Post, you can't leave out the fact that this poor kid had numerous medical issues. You can't leave out the fact that this poor boy had extensive medical issues. And that's a quote, a direct quote from the other article that we found from Lexington, Kentucky. You can't leave out the fact that the poor kid had a weak immune system and 25 or more surgeries in his lifetime. When you leave out the facts that this 15-year-old boy was severely compromised and vulnerable, you make people think that normal, healthy 15-year-old kids are dropping dead of COVID. And that's a lie. That is a bald-faced lie. You are politicizing a virus to try to achieve a goal, and you ought to be ashamed of yourself. This is shameful what they're doing. I took a picture and sent it to my friends of a beautiful sunrise over Tampa Bay this morning. And a couple of my friends remarked with great irony, "Oh, it doesn't look like the summer of death to me." That's the Washington Post characterization of Florida over the summer. It was a summer of death, according to the Washington Post. You cannot believe these liars. You got to stop being vulnerable to the propaganda, because this is flat out propaganda. Jason Whitlock is right. We have to be fearless. We got to live our lives. We've got to live with the virus. Take the steps that you believe are right. I had somebody challenge me last night. Well, why do you take ivermectin every week if you've been vaccinated? That's my decision, and I want to take all the chances I can. I don't want to get it. I don't want to get sick. I don't want to be exposed to somebody who might give it to me. I feel reasonably confident in the vaccine. That was a decision that I made for me. I can't make that decision for you. You have to make the decisions for you. We're in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Wait till you hear about the case of a friend of mine who got COVID, wound up in the hospital with blood clots, and the experience he had that led him to write an open letter to the mayor of Oxford, Mississippi. My friend Lee Habib coming up here in the ReliefFactor.com studios. In the meantime, I hope you join us. 1-800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453.
Get the Mike Gallagher weekly newsletter with featured videos and more at MikeOnline.com.
I bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. It could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Mike Gallagher.
Hi, Mike. It's so nice to hear some optimism about COVID on the air today from you. I am so glad I live in Florida. God bless you.
Amen.
Hey, Mr. President. Remember when the debates were being held and you called Trump a big joke? Well, look who's talking now. You're the biggest joke that this country has ever had. And for you to lead this country any further, you need your head examined. You're a disgrace to this country and to our soldiers and to our military. Other than that, I can't say anything positive about you and your government. Thanks.
Well, you can say one thing positive about him. At least he knows what year it is. Wait a minute. What's this?
The former Secretary of State is leading our effort putting together. We are determined that we are going to deal with climate change and have zero emissions, net emissions by 2050. By 2020, make sure all our electricity is zero emissions. We're going to be able to do these things, but we've got to move. We've got to move. And we've got to move the rest of the world. It's not just the United States of America.
Sure, we sure do. We've got to move to get to zero emissions for electricity by 2020. And the caller's right. Trump's the joke? This poor guy doesn't know. Somebody better get him the memo. Because if we're going to get to zero electric emissions by 2020, well, you got to do some time shifting. That's going to be a heavy lift, Mr. President. My gosh, we're in trouble. But again, I am optimistic. There's more of us than there are of them. We're learning to live with this virus. We're going to have to live with it. We're not going to shut it down. We're not going to eliminate it. But what do you do when you're called selfish by the mayor of your city after you've had a terrible experience with COVID, but you're denounced as a selfish person for not getting fully vaccinated? My friend, my collaborator, and colleague Lee Habib knows firsthand what that's like, and he wrote about it at Newsweek. Wait till you hear his story. He's going to join us next. Every time I move, I lose.
Secret notebook of Nikola Tesla with his most dangerous formulas could fall into the hands of evolutionary elite scientists.
His most amazing discoveries thought to be written in a lost journal. In the right hands, it could revolutionize the 21st century.
They want to start a new world order where elites rule and everyday people are not created equal.
Look out!
Now the elites plan to set off an earthquake under LA to take out world leaders.
There's an old brown battered notebook in my office at work. You have to find it, take it, and keep it hidden at all costs.
Let's just say there are a lot of enemies of the state interested in his research.
It's up to regular people to stop them. A grad student, a campus cop, a deaf army vet, and a group of live-action role players.
A vertical quake this size could collapse half of Dauntop.
Catch Final Frequency, playing exclusively on SalemNow.com or download the mobile app. For more information, visit FinalFrequencyFilm.com.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
COVID is not going to go away. The economy is not going to be roaring like it is. Inflation is not going to mysteriously melt away. And he's kidding himself. We're going to hear bad news coming out of Afghanistan in the weeks ahead. And the idea that the President of the United States can sort of wash his hands and say, I'm not responsible for anything bad that happens from here on out, you go talk to Secretary Blinken, is foolish. That ain't going to happen.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
Funny text message from Roger in Maine over Biden saying that we're going to get to zero emissions for electricity by 2020. Great Scott. Gas up the DeLorean, Marty. We're going back to 2020 to eliminate electrical emissions. That's the president. Yep, that's where we are. We're also living in a time when mayors of cities are denouncing their own residents as being selfish, calling them selfish if they're not fully vaccinated. And Lee Habib is a friend and a colleague. He and I collaborated on one of my books. He's vice president of content at the Salem Media Group. He is executive producer, has a great show, Our American Stories, which tells the stories of innovators in the arts and sports and business and education. And he got COVID and had a really rough experience. He joins us to talk a little bit about it. Lee, I haven't talked to you in a while. It was great to catch up with you last night after I read your piece at Newsweek, which has gone viral. A COVID-19 patient responds to the mayor's charge that you're selfish about the vaccination. What a ride you've been on, my friend.
Well, Mike, I got COVID. My wife got COVID and my daughter got COVID, but I got it hard. And I ultimately had blood clots, light pneumonia. Thanks to great medical help, I was cured and I'm fine now. But while I was laying in the hospital bed recovering, my mayor in my little town of Oxford, Mississippi, got on a national news network and she was asked by the anchor, well, what about people's personal choice? What about it's my body, it's my life? And she said, well, if patients want to choose not to take the vaccine and be selfish and take up hospital beds, well, then they're not concerned about the greater good. And I'm thinking, I'm laying in a hospital bed and she knows nothing about me or my family. So I said, I'm going to write a letter to her. And my letter was simple. I told her about my life and my family. My mother-in-law lives with us, Mike, and she's 70. We decided that she had four comorbidities. She smoked, lung problems. We convinced her and every senior we know to get the vaccine. We're not anti-vaxxers and we're not Luddites. My situation was I took the first shot and I had a very negative reaction because I had had a surgery in my heart that it didn't sit well with. My doctor told me not to take the second vaccine dose because I had more of a chance of being harmed by the dose than I did from COVID.
And that was according to your doctor, not something you came up with on your own.
That's right. Moreover, with consultation with my doctor, my wife has the blood work of a 20-year-old and my daughter is fit. And the doctors that I have, and by the way, there are many more doctors in America than we know who would actually tell their patients, hey, look, I think you should take the vaccine, but it's your personal choice. And we don't have any longitudinal studies of the impact of this vaccine on a 16-year-old. And Mike, here was the key as I started writing to the mayor. I said, you know, Mrs. Mayor, quit scaring us with the one case or the three cases of kids who died of COVID.
Let me give you a quick example of the propaganda. And I told you about this last night. The New York Post wrote an article about a 15-year-old boy who died in Louisville, Kentucky. It's a terrible, heartbreaking story. They give no indication in the New York Post story that this poor kid had any problems. It made it look like a healthy 15-year-old boy just died of COVID. Then you got to go to the link in that story to the local Lexington paper, which just explains that the poor kid was autistic. He had extensive medical problems. He had had 25 surgeries and he had a severely compromised, weakened immune system. The Post left that out, Lee.
Yeah. And you know what else they leave out, Mike? The larger context. I asked some simple questions of the CDC website. How many young people have died of this? And it was 311 in the whole country.
Right.
311 more died of drowning in swimming pools. Over 2,000 died in car accidents. And we let our kids drive every day. These are risk assessments, and the world science community is denying us the actual hard data. They're trying to scare us into using our kids as immunological experiments for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 doses of a drug, Mike, that got moved through the FDA at warp speed. And remember, you've been playing the Biden clip and the Kamala Harris clips, and thank you for doing that. And by the way, you know, now the other party's worried about the other administration setting deadlines.
You mean this clip?
But if Donald Trump tells us we should take it, I'm not taking it.
You know, how quickly we forget. Let me quote from your fine article at Newsweek, which we've posted at MikeOnline.com, but it's so important. What you say is so crucial. You write to the mayor who called you selfish for not being fully vaccinated. You took the first dose. You had a reaction that impacted your heart. Your doctor said, and as I understand, your doctor said you got the shot without the doctor involved in your heart procedure, without his knowledge. And when he found out, he basically said, Lee, what were you thinking? Don't get the second dose. It could affect your heart. Right. Here's what you wrote.
Yep.
The three of us, Madam Mayor, the three of us are not selfish. We're good people who made rational medical assessments according to our individual needs and risk profiles, and shaming people into changing their behavior for the greater good isn't the best way to motivate your constituents. Condescension isn't particularly effective either. Indeed, your attitude and the attitude of so many public policy types and experts only pushes those not inclined to take the vaccines to harden their position. Boy, that's an important part, Lee, important point, because when I talk to people who are vaccine resistant, honest to goodness, the more they're getting pushed, the more they're digging in saying, I'm not getting it.
Yep. And Mike, I've made a concerted effort in my community to make sure the vulnerable are getting the vaccine. 80% of all the deaths are people over 65. And we know that obesity is a driver too. Vietnam has almost no deaths. And England and America, with high rates of obesity, have high deaths. By the way, no one's fat shaming, and they shouldn't. But obesity is a primary driver of this disease, and everybody knows it, but no one's allowed to talk about it. And the really important thing, and here's the good news, Mike, 90% of Americans over the age of 65 have now been vaccinated. This is a public policy achievement. Now we got to go after all the Americans who have pre-existing conditions, morbid obesity, who are 45 and 65 and 50. They're vulnerable too. But all of this lack of science, the lack of humility by the science community, they're actually sounding like clerics. I mean, what do clerics do? They shame you, right?
They have
madrasas, and they force their dogma on you. So rather than just sound like a doctor, and when have we ever gone to a doctor who didn't say, here's what I think, but you should get a second opinion and maybe a third, and then it's your decision, Mr. Patient. That's our experience with science and the medical community when it comes to cancer. My dad had a kidney removed. The whole family decided whether that was efficacious or not, with three different doctors talking and giving us input. Just stop the shaming, respect choice, and give us the data. Quit scaring us. By the way, I'll leave you with this, Mike, because it's so important. What we all worry about is that our kids and our loved ones won't die or be severely damaged. They've moved the goalposts now to the total eradication of COVID. I don't care if I get COVID, if it doesn't hurt me, I'd rather not. But what I really want is to make sure that my family, each of us, makes the best decision for each of us, and we're all different. And we have 330 million people in this great country, and a little more respect, a little more understanding, and a little more understanding of the skepticism of Big Pharma's role in this. You know,
correct.
Big Pharma polls at 10%. And a lot of people have been healthily skeptical about Big Pharma. This drug went through the FDA in 6 months. Life-saving cancer drugs take 9 years and $1 billion. So healthy skepticism is a part of the DNA of the American people.
Yeah, but skepticism is not allowed on this subject. It's not permitted. Big tech won't allow it. The media doesn't allow it. The Biden administration doesn't allow it. Thank goodness for your voice. And Lee Habib, who also incidentally produced a great film, The Streets Were My Father. It can be found at salemnow.com. Very important message. Lee's a great storyteller, and he wrote an open letter to the mayor of Oxford, Mississippi, which concludes thusly. With all due respect, you are our mayor, not our doctor. You were elected to serve us, not judge us. Know that Oxians, people in Oxford, Mississippi, Oxonians, I guess is the right way to put that, and fellow Americans who don't comply with your wishes are not Luddites or anti-vaxxers. Life is more complicated than that, as is this disease. Millions of Americans weighing what they know against what they don't about the long-term impact of not one or two but multiple vaccine doses versus the probability of their children dying or getting dangerously sick from COVID may choose to resist your future pleas to move the community forward, because in the end, it was death and other extreme outcomes from COVID so many Americans were trying to avert, not living life without it. All the best, Lee Habib. We've posted your terrific column, your article, your open letter to the mayor at MikeOnline.com. And I leave you with this, Lee. You and I talked about this last night on the phone. I saw a statistic this morning about 75% of Americans, 75%, I believe, of adult Americans have at least one dose of the vaccine, or at least partially vaccinated. 75%. And yet this surge is happening, and people, the ICUs are overrun, and we're scrambling to... I thought the vaccine was going to work, Lee Habib.
Well, this is the point, Mike. In the end, what they want is 100% compliance. You don't get it. Singapore, an island and a dictatorship, only got to 80% for their population. 80%. Be careful if you push the number too high. It's not the answer. It's not the answer.
Lee, I appreciate your voice very much. Keep fighting the good fight, and congratulations on all the success with Our American Stories. Great having you on the show, Lee.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you.
Lee Habib on the Mike Gallagher Show in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Stay right there.
You are the woman that I've always dreamed of. I knew it from the start. I saw your face, and that's the last I've seen of my heart.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast at MikeOnline.com.
You say to me, it's not the things you do. It's how I feel each time you're close to me. It keeps me close to you.
You see it at the pump, the grocery store, and construction costs. Another month of the highest inflation since 2008. Another month where that paper money you're carrying around is worthless. What's your plan to protect your savings? You have homeowners insurance in case of a fire. What insurance do you have in place if inflation sets in further and pushes prices even higher? Well, my insurance plan is gold and silver from the Birch Gold Group. If you haven't reached out to Birch Gold to diversify your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA, you need to do it today. Text Mike to 474747. We'll send you a free info kit on protecting your savings with gold. They've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tons of five-star reviews, thousands of happy customers. I'm one of them. Talk to them. Have them help you safeguard your retirement savings. Text Mike to 474747 to claim your free, no-obligation info kit on holding gold and silver in a tax-sheltered account. Text Mike to 474747. Take the first step in protecting your savings today.
Gallagher.
Hey, Democrats, stop eating carrots. They're horse snacks.
Hi, Mike. This is Diana from Pennsylvania. Listen, what's the difference between using ivermectin, which is also a drug which is used for people for different things, than using warfarin, which is rat poison? People take Coumadin, which is a blood thinner. There's no difference. We use different medicines for different things. That's all I wanted to say. Hey, thanks. Bye.
It all gives me a headache. Leave me alone. You know, let me take what my doctor wants to prescribe. I'll play this clip for the rest of my life. I wish I could tell you her last name. Oh, my Lord, her name is so ironic. I don't want to give it away because I don't want to embarrass this pharmacist in a blue city who called me back and left this voicemail when my doctor mistakenly called in a prescription for ivermectin to this particular pharmacy.
Hi, this is calling from. This message is for Michael. Just letting you know that we received a prescription from your doctor, but unfortunately, I am unable to fill this prescription. If you have any questions, our phone number is. But just letting you know, there are very few pharmacies that are going to be willing to fill this prescription. So just a heads up. Again, if you have any questions, thank you.
You know, when I called her back and she challenged me and tried to put me on the spot and say, why do you take ivermectin? I turned it around. I said, why won't you dispense it? What's your reason for, have you read the National Institutes of Health website? Why don't you read some of the studies about ivermectin? And poor Joe Rogan, he's baffled. He announced he took ivermectin, among other things, after he got COVID and recovered. He wasn't vaccinated. And he couldn't believe that CNN was actually lying. Poor Joe Rogan seemed shocked at Jim Acosta's duplicity.
Bro, do I have to sue CNN?
I don't know, do you?
They're making up. They keep saying I'm taking horse dewormer. I literally got it from a doctor. It's an American company.
Mm-hmm.
They won the Nobel Prize in 2015 for use in human beings.
Yeah.
And CNN is saying I'm taking horse dewormer.
Yeah, what? So
they must know that that's a lie.
Well, there's a lot of people saying it.
Right, but a lot of people can say it.
Okay.
Like the internet says it. Who cares?
Sure.
But CNN is saying it. Like Jim Acosta.
I meant like
as if CNN is not capable of lying. That's cute. It's just cute. Portions of the Mike Gallagher Show are brought to you by Fellowship Home Loans. If you haven't called them yet about a home purchase or cashback refinance, why? What are you waiting for? Interest rates remain low, making it the perfect time to shorten your term or cash in on your equity. Call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453, or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. They're the only lender I trust to give you not only the greatest deal, but to stand by you every step of the way. The Fellowship team will take the time to listen and advise the best course in what can be a confusing, costly journey. I know these guys. I've been to their offices. I've watched how they do business. Mike, Brian, the team are there to help you. The only mortgage company I recommend is Fellowship Home Loans. Call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453, or online, go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. You do have a friend in the mortgage business. It's Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Chris has a pharmacy story that rivals mine. Hey, Chris, isn't that crazy, that sing-songy pharmacist who refused to dispense my ivermectin?
It's mind-boggling, Mike, but I got to tell you, I live where you live, my friend, and it just happened yesterday. I had a young lady, I was waiting in line. She just found out she had to have open heart surgery. Do you know the hospital told her that in order to get that surgery, she had to be vaccinated? So she was there. I happened to hear her on the phone because we were in line, and I told her, hey, I don't mean to overstep. I just happened to hear it because we were standing next to each other. And I just want to share some things with you that you don't have to get this because it seemed like she didn't want to. And that pharmacist came out and told me to get away from her and stop feeding her lies. Mike, it wasn't pretty. I had my little Steve moment, but I told him to get back in his cage, put his, you know, with his diaper on his face, and because he deals in science here. And I'm going, this is unbelievable.
The pharmacist actually came out from behind the counter and told you to stop talking to somebody?
As God is my witness, I told him, I said, who's going to make me stop talking to you?
Wow.
Step Chris, up or step back. It's unbelievable.
Unreal. But you know what? But it takes people like you, Chris, to stand up, and good for you. And I'm glad you did. I'm telling you, Chris, we are down the rabbit hole. We are in upside down world. And these bullies think they can get away with it, and they can't. We just got to keep standing up. Tomorrow, we're going to talk to that young lady who was fired from the National Anthem gig here in Tampa Bay. She's going to join us, so don't miss tomorrow's show where Victory Boyd will stop by and tell us her story. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. Be safe. Keep fighting the good fight. I'm Mike Gallagher. God bless America.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.